You'll notice the best healers in the world, the best therapists, the best coaches, first focus on creating a sense of safety before you begin overcoming these symptoms. Whether it's the panic attacks, the physical symptoms, intrusive thoughts that you might be having, the feeling of disconnect, the first key is to create safety. If you notice people just giving willy-nilly advice like, oh, just try this breathing technique, just try, you know, exercising, grounding techniques. If you don't have this level of safety, it doesn't matter. This is why, when I was dealing with anxiety, it felt like no matter what I did, I wasn't getting better. In fact, I was getting worse without even doing anything. I noticed that it started off with a panic attack, then it started leading into more intense physical symptoms. Then I kept going to my doctors, and they couldn't figure it out. And what happened was I ended up moving back home. And pretty soon I stopped working, and I just kept getting worse, and I couldn't figure it out. And during this period, I was taking more supplements than I'd ever taken my entire life. I wasn't working, I had no stress. I even lived at home. I didn't have to worry about even food. There was nothing to worry about, and yet I was getting worse. And it was because I wasn't able to convey safety to my body, to my mind, to my nervous system. So if you're dealing with that, if you want to know the best way to convey safety, I'm going to show you that exactly in this video. But you're going to need to pay attention, okay? You're going to need to spend a few minutes and really understand what I'm trying to share. Don't go for these quick tips, these quick tricks. Whenever you focus on those kinds of things, you miss recovery. Recovery is about understanding. Once you get a deep level of understanding, you'll see exactly the forces at play, what's keeping this alive, and what to do to begin reversing the cycle so that you no longer have to cope or manage with this. You can overcome this, and this is all part of the past. So let's go. Now, when I was dealing with anxiety, I didn't understand it. How was it that I was so carefree that I would party on the weekends, I would kind of live life on the edge and not deal with any symptoms? And then when I started dealing with these symptoms, these sensations, these emotions that convinced me that there was something medically wrong, where I basically developed a health anxiety disorder, where I developed a panic disorder, where I was unable to leave my house, and yet I was doing more breathing exercises, I was doing more supplements, I was doing acupuncture appointments, I was changing my diet, I even got on medication. I was taking Klonopin just to keep the edge off. And sometimes I'd be taking Klonopin and I would still get a panic attack. And I was on antidepressants, I couldn't sleep, I was taking trazodone pills, and I was doing all these things, and I still wasn't finding relief. Well, it was because I basically fell into this anxiety loop. And this is an anxiety loop that many of you guys fall into as well. Many times it starts off with a panic attack. Not always, but many times it starts off with a panic attack. You don't know it's a panic attack. That panic attack scares you so much that you realize that it could surface up anywhere. And so what happens is you become fearful of it. Then what happens naturally, because you're fearful of it, you get another panic attack. And now you start getting intense symptoms. Now you start getting intrusive thoughts. Now you don't want to go places, because what happens if you get a panic attack? What happens if you're getting these intense symptoms? These symptoms can convince you that you're having like a health issue. So you'll go to your doctors, you'll go to your therapist, you'll do all these medical tests, and it doesn't work out. You can't find any relief. And so what happens is that you've developed the cycle, which is the opposite of conveying safety. You're basically convinced that there's something wrong. Even when the doctors tell you everything is fine, you are just convinced that something's wrong because nobody has explained to you what's going on. All the doctors say is, hey, it's nothing serious, or it's not this issue, or it's not this medical problem. But they don't tell you exactly what's wrong, right? So there's this gap. And so what happens is that you develop this fear around your symptoms. You feel like something is dangerous. You feel like something is wrong. And what this does is that this causes this endless loop. This is what we call the anxiety cycle. So this is how the cycle starts. This is how people fall in. This is how the symptoms get more intense. This is how people's lives get smaller. What happens is that they just are in this loop without realizing it, which is they're fearful of their symptoms. So they panic, they resist, and that reinforces the cycle more. So how do you convey safety to the brain? What's the number one way? Fundamentally, I have found that the best way to convey safety is two things. Number one is understanding why these symptoms are happening. See, when you understand why these symptoms are happening, then you realize that these symptoms aren't dangerous. That all these ideas, all these assumptions that you have, that this will happen, or what if that happens? You start realizing that these are just intrusive thoughts, and these symptoms are there because your nervous system is sensitized. See, many people are not even told that their nervous system is sensitized. Many times you could even go to a therapist, and they don't even know why you're experiencing symptoms. We've had so many people that went to their therapist trying to explain what they were experiencing, and their therapist just had no idea. And so when you don't know and you go to a medical professional that also doesn't know, well, it's naturally anxiety provoking. Wouldn't anybody be scared? Wouldn't anybody be worried about the fact that these symptoms could be dangerous? Nobody's explaining to them anything. It's so easy to think that the doctors have missed something, or that this is something serious, but nobody is taking it seriously. You're the only one that's taking it seriously. And so understanding first why you're experiencing these symptoms will convey a sense of safety in your body, right? Once you start understanding that these panic attacks are just adrenaline burning itself off, and these heart palpitations is just adrenaline that the heart is burning off, understanding that the brain fog is caused by you trying to fight, trying to fix these symptoms, you're basically just battering your mind because you've been trying to figure out what's going on for so long. These intrusive thoughts is also another form of adrenaline burning itself off. And so once you start understanding these things, well, you naturally realize that these symptoms aren't dangerous. What this does on its own is that there's a sense of safety. Now you're able to feel these symptoms without resisting it. The whole purpose of understanding the mechanics of anxiety, what I preach so often, is so that you allow these symptoms to have space, to let these symptoms be there without resisting. But when you think these symptoms, these sensations, these emotions are dangerous, well, you'll naturally resist them, right? You'll fight them, you'll fix them, you'll focus on them, you'll get frustrated on them. But if you can let these symptoms be there, well, that's where you need to feel it to heal it. There's that phrase, right? You need to feel it to heal it. But if you think these symptoms are dangerous, well, you're not gonna feel it. So that's the first step, which is letting the symptoms be there. So that's the first step in conveying safety, which is understanding why you're experiencing these symptoms. By the way, if you're enjoying this video and if this makes sense, make sure to subscribe. And if you want to know more about the mechanics of anxiety, I have a free ebook down below. It's a recovery guide showing you how to begin reversing the cycle. Like I say, the first step is understanding the mechanics. It breaks it all down in that book. It's absolutely free. Check it out down below. Now, once you understand the mechanics of anxiety and you allow the symptoms to be there without resisting it, does that make your symptoms go away? Not automatically. There's a second part to this, which is how do you convey more safety? How do you reverse the cycle? This is half of the cycle. Half of the cycle is letting the symptoms be there. The second half is that when these symptoms pop up, how you respond determines whether you're safe or not. See, your nervous system is always watching you. And if it's seeing you resist a symptom, if it's seeing you fight a symptom, if it's seeing you focus on a symptom, if it's seeing you fear a symptom, well, it's going to think that that symptom, that sensation, that emotion is dangerous. And so what it's going to do is that it's going to recognize that it's dangerous, and your fight or flight response is going to kick up, which causes more symptoms. So the second half of this cycle is to respond whenever your symptoms come up. Look, most people think recovery happens when the symptoms aren't there. I actually found that recovery happens when the symptoms are high. That's your opportunity. Once I realized that when my symptoms were high, that was the opportunity to reverse the cycle, I looked forward to the symptoms coming up. Because when the symptoms came up, well, I was just able to respond. And when I was able to respond, I was basically teaching my nervous system that there was no danger. So not only was I able to respond, but I gave the symptom enough space in my body, and I told my body, I told my mind that I'm safe. And that allowed my body and my mind to process that symptom. Basically, I like to think about it as excess adrenaline. When you're sensitized, your body's developed a habit of producing excess adrenaline. Giving myself safety, showing myself that, hey, there's nothing wrong, I understand why this is happening, that allowed my body to burn off the adrenaline. And then responding to these high sensations, these high symptoms, was teaching my nervous system that, hey, whatever's happening is not dangerous. So it was two things. It was allowing my body to burn off this excess adrenaline. And then the second part was reteaching my nervous system, right? So when people are saying, okay, but how do I know these symptoms won't come back? How is it that you're able to overcome this? I feel like I'm always coping or managing. Well, I was able to teach my nervous system, and you teach your nervous system through action, right? You don't teach your brain through words. Your brain doesn't learn through words. It learns through action. So as I was responding, it saw, it said, hey, Sean's not reacting in fear. Maybe these symptoms aren't dangerous. And Sean's giving these symptoms space. He's in a place of safety. He understands that these aren't dangerous. These symptoms aren't dangerous. So we're able to burn off this excess adrenaline. So what happened on its own is that the symptoms ended up going away. So this is the key here. And most people get stuck because they're doing the opposite. What they're doing is that they're resisting the symptom. They're fearing the symptom. Often because they don't know why it's happening. They don't understand it. No one's explained to them why it's happening. And then the second part is, well, they're resisting it. They're fighting it. This is the key to conveying safety. Once your body and mind learn this, it embodies it. You don't need to tell it all the time. It knows, right? It happens over time. But this is the key to reversing the cycle. If this video helped you, make sure to like and subscribe. Check out the resources down below. You can even apply for mentorship. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.